This is the Closing Market Report on a Wednesday afternoon. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason, joined by Drew Lerner. He's at World Weather Incorporated out of Kansas City to discuss the growing region's weather across the planet. Let's start in the Midwest. Just a little rainfall across our part of the world. How widespread? And I suspect it won't keep farmers out of the field for very long.
No, I think it's a very good environment, relatively speaking. Of course, it would be ideal if it was sunny and warm for the next 6 weeks, but that's not going to be the case. But we do only have a very brief period of precipitation here. This system will move very quickly from Iowa and Missouri clear over into Ohio by the time we get to dawn tomorrow. So it'll be pretty quick moving, and I don't think anybody's going to be seriously set back with it. The sad part is it's not the only rain event in the pipeline, but it's the only one for a couple of days. We're going to see an increasing southerly wind blow across parts of the western Corn Belt. This will occur on Friday. It'll bring much warmer air back into the region. We'll be probably fairly amazed how quickly we warm up after that wind starts to kick in, but it does set the stage for some more shower activity as the next frontal system gets ready to come across the area. That will occur on Saturday going into Sunday, so another wave of precipitation is likely to occur across the Midwest. Again, it's fairly light and quick moving, but still disruptive. And we'll look for moisture totals with that event, probably running anywhere from just a few hundredths of an inch to 4 or 5 tenths of an inch in the northwestern part of the Corn Belt, to the range of maybe, let's say 3 tenths of an inch to 9 tenths of an inch in the central and eastern parts of the region. So a little bit more disruptive as it comes through. But we're going to continue the seesaw of dry and warm and sunshiny weather alternating periodically across the region.
How are farmers in the Great Plains doing with their hard red winter wheat sowing?
Well, you know, the planting's going very well. We do have some issues out there with dryness in some unirrigated fields in parts of southwest Kansas, Colorado, and neighboring areas in both the Texas Panhandle and parts of southwest Nebraska. It's not a crisis, but they do need to see moisture out there to help to bolster that crop as it comes up out of the ground and try to give it a good stand. It's not exceptionally cool out there right now, and that's part of the problem. Temperatures yesterday afternoon were over 90 degrees all the way up into the Oklahoma Panhandle. That's really taking moisture away from the region. We've got to replenish that pretty soon so the crop is not stressed before it goes to sleep.
Speaking of stressed crops, in the northeastern part of China earlier in the year during the summer months, they were awfully dry. I think they got some rainfall. Now what do they see for their harvest season?
Yeah, you know, northeast China has probably been fairly moist since August. Things kind of turned around. They start getting rain on a regular basis in August, and it's been fairly moist ever since. They, like the U.S., are dealing with a lot of precipitation periodically, but not so exceptionally great that they can't get anything done. It just is, again, not a very aggressive harvest season that's taking place there. And the weather over the next week to 10 days is probably going to ebb its way into something a little bit more normal, a lot less precipitation expected, but still a few showers periodically. It's not a bad scenario. And it looks like for wheat planting across most of China, I think the situation is still mostly very good as well. There's no real significant dryness out there, although there are some pockets that could use a little more moisture.
And finally today in South America, they were waiting for rainfall in Brazil. I believe that started. Will it be enough for them to get a good start on their planting season?
Well, it seems that they've already gotten a fairly good jump into the fields here. It has started to turn drier in the last several days, and we're not expecting a large amount of rainfall in center-west or center-south crop areas, which is the area that is so very important to the production in general. There is going to be an exceptionally great amount of rain down in Rio Grande do Sul, and this area will see 3 to 7 inches of rain over the next 7 days, probably some flooding. It wouldn't surprise me to see somebody come in with 8 or 9 inches. And this area will probably have some damage done to the winter wheat crop. But in the meantime, it should be mostly dry across the summer crop country. That's going to continue to firm up the soil, raising the need for rain by the end of the month. But everything I'm looking at right now points to a relatively good start to the monsoon season, which should be in the last days of October and early November.
Hey, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you. Have a great afternoon.
You too. Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City.